5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to all one or two of you out there that accidentally stumbled across my podcast. Welcome to the East Coast Geek Squad. This is the genesis, the very first episode of this podcast. I am your host, Will Phoenix, and I'm certainly glad to be able to talk with you for a few minutes today. Now, our goal of this podcast is just to talk about entertainment, certain areas of entertainment that really captured my attention throughout my life and things that I enjoy learning about and talking about. A variety of topics that I hold very dear to me, including movies, video games, Star Wars, of course, anime, pro wrestling, superheroes, some other sci-fi crap. Lord of the Rings, hey, if you're an orc, an elf, a hobbit, a wizard, whatever, I got your back there too. I cover a variety of topics. I'm just a fan of a little bit of everything when it comes to geek culture in general and the entertainment industry. Huge movie buff I have been for many years now. Just about any kind of movie you can think of I'd enjoy watching. I'm a guy, so I'm not a real big fan of the whole romantic comedy or sappy sad movies and stuff. More of a big fan of big time action movies, of course, superhero movies. You gotta love Star Wars, one of my major favorite topics that we'll be talking about on the podcast. You know, there's a variety of movies. I like my documentaries once in a while if they're compelling enough to keep me on the couch. I'm a little bit of a sports fanatic, although we really won't cover too many sports on the podcast and our YouTube channel. Yes, we do have a YouTube channel with videos that are going to be covering a variety of topics in between the podcast. The podcast, we're looking to be a weekly podcast as we start out, but hopefully in the future, if I can grow the fan base a little bit, be entertaining enough for you to keep you coming back, and get some more people to listen to me as we go. Hopefully I can grow a little bit, bring some more and a variety of content that I don't normally bring. Maybe I can get some guests on the show who know more about certain topics than I do that can help educate me and entertain that fan base as well. So we'll see what happens in the future, but it's my goal of this podcast just to have some fun, to talk about things that I enjoy talking about, and to bring some updated information to people who may just like listening to jackasses like me talk about this crap. So like I said, I cover a variety of topics, movies being one of them. We also cover video games. I'm a huge gamer. I love the PS4, love my Xbox One. Looking at maybe a Nintendo Switch, depending on if it seems to be a good enough system to buy, if there's enough positive reviews about it. I've heard a few good things. I'm still looking to see if it's worth getting, but I would definitely like to get that new Legends of Zelda game. My wife is pretty adamant about wanting to get the Nintendo Switch as well, so we'll see what happens with that. But a huge gaming fan. I love my action games. I do some first-person shooter stuff once in a while. My wife is more into the first-person stuff than I am. I've usually tended to lean more towards the third-person, but once in a while I'll get into a first-person shooter game. My wife kind of got me into that. Long history with her, and when we ended up together a couple years ago, she kind of got me into the first-person shooter games. So I certainly I will play those every now and again if I get a wild hair up my ass to do so. Another topic, huge topic we're going to be talking about on the podcast and the YouTube channel is Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Have been since before I can remember. The very first memory I believe I have, I was around maybe 2 years old and seeing Return of the Jedi in the theaters because I was born a little too late to see the Empire Strikes Back in the theater, but I was able to see Return of the Jedi. I was pretty young. I don't have exact memories, but I do have flashes of me being there. Loved it ever since, and I've tried to learn as much as I can about the Star Wars universe, and as we continue to grow as Star Wars fans, it's a great time to be a Star Wars fan. With so much new stuff coming out between movies, books, comics, the universe is growing, and it's great to talk about a lot of great topics to cover with it. And there's a lot of new things to learn about it, even as you are an older Star Wars fan such as me. I know that there's a lot of hate over the prequels over the years. My personal opinion on it, I try not to troll or bash on anyone who likes a certain thing just because I don't. It just doesn't seem right, and I don't agree with it. So don't expect that from me. I'm hoping not to expect that from anybody else who might have a negative opinion about what I say. You know what? I'm just either giving facts or giving my own opinion. You know, the facts are the truth. There's nothing I can do about that. If I give my opinion, I'm not going to thrash you for giving your damn opinion. Let me have mine, please. I'm entitled to that. Personally, I enjoy the prequels. Why? Because Star Wars is Star Wars, in my opinion. Are they as good as the originals? Maybe not. But I appreciate them for what they are. I'm open to just enjoying watching Star Wars. And they've grown a part of our culture anyway. And it just seems really weird to watch Star Wars movies and not watch the prequels, because there really is some pretty decent things about the prequels when you take time to think about it, observe it, and just be open-minded enough to enjoy it. So we will be covering Star Wars. Hopefully more things that you guys will enjoy than not enjoy. I might throw a thing in there that you won't enjoy. If you don't like it, you could always skip to something else. But every podcast that talks about Star Wars in some form or fashion is going to say things that people don't like. Because apparently everybody just has a little thing to nitpick about. Another big thing we're going to talk about is anime. Huge anime fan. Now, it's not something I grew up with when I was a child, although I did grow up in the area of Saturday morning cartoons, where you had your one special day for about 4 or 5 hours early in the morning to sit and watch cartoons. That was your time to do it. Yeah, you had your occasional after-school cartoons here and there that were pretty kick-ass, like, of course, Batman the Animated Series, one of my favorites. But then you had your Saturday morning cartoons. Only came on Saturday mornings. You got up, got your bowl of cereal, you sat in front of the TV. Your mom or dad was okay with you just hanging out for a few hours because that was your time. And as long as you got that time, you didn't really complain about too much else. Well, I didn't get into anime until I was probably about 20 years old. I was in a car accident around that time, stuck at home. And a friend of mine got me into watching Dragon Ball Z. And that was the very first experience I've ever had with anime. It's grown quite a bit since then. I've covered a number of different animes in my viewing experience. And I enjoy quite a bit of them. Some of them I just can't get into. You know, that's like that with anybody on a certain thing. You know, you might like some things about it, but then you watch other things and you're like, what the fuck am I watching? So needless to say, there's some animes that I just cannot get into. But you know what? I do try to give some of them the benefit of doubt, and I do enjoy a bunch of them quite a bit. Of course, Dragon Ball is my favorite. It is my very first experience with anime, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it for many years. And I'm actually pretty glad about Dragon Ball Super. I did watch GT. I was a little disappointed because it wasn't nowhere near as good as Dragon Ball Z. But that was the only follow-up we had to Z up until Super came out. And you know, Akira Toriyama decided to reboot the canon a little bit. But I'm pretty happy and satisfied with Dragon Ball Super and where it's going. Looking very much forward to the story itself and getting to watch it. No, I haven't watched it yet. I'm not a huge fan of watching animes with their subtitles, even though the soundtrack and the actual voiceover is probably a little bit better in terms of what the story is about. Because sometimes the translations aren't the best. Funimation has done extremely well lately with translating the story pretty well from, you know, their recent voiceovers on certain projects, including Dragon Ball with Dragon Ball Z Kai. But I'm looking forward to getting to watch Super, the English dub. I haven't watched it on Cartoon Network yet, probably because I've been putting all my focus on trying to start up this podcast and YouTube channel. I really want to make a go at this and hopefully make a living from it one day. Very big hoping. But anime is definitely something we're going to talk about. A number of different animes I've enjoyed. Blue Gender is an early one that I found and really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was extremely entertaining. The graphics of it were great. Guyver is another one. I remember watching the Guyver movies when I was a child. Let's just say a lot younger. The second Guyver movie was more on point than the first one, even though they changed the story a bit. Still, the second Guyver movie was definitely better. And then when I found the 2005 Guyver anime series, I picked it right up and extremely enjoyed it. I recommend it for anyone who is a huge anime fan. It'll definitely quench your thirst for anime action and visuals. And storytelling, the story of Guyver, I thought was really, really well done. Some unexpected twists and turns that you really didn't see coming, and some of it can actually get you emotional. So we will be covering anime in various forms on the podcast and YouTube channel. A lot of Pokemon fans out there, sorry, never watched it, never got into it. I'm not going to bash anyone who does like it, because I have a few friends that are into it. But me personally, I know nothing about it. So if you want to know about Pokemon, Pokemon Go, I don't think there's any more anime series. I haven't seen one for quite a while. There might still be. Like I said, I don't know. Any news about Pokemon, I will try and get from headlines. Other than that, if you want anything specific about it, I'm definitely not the person to ask. Maybe in the future, one of my friends who is a little more versed in it, a little more educated, I can bring them on the show and have them explain it to me and talk about things that some people listening to the show may want to hear about. Another thing growing up with me was pro wrestling. I'm a very, very big pro wrestling fan, have been for a long time. Wrestling is fake. We all know it, but it can still be pretty entertaining, and the athletes who perform it are real people who can really get hurt, and bad things really can happen because they are trying to entertain people, and some of the things that they do can be strenuous on the body. Pain can come from it. So, yes, wrestling is scripted, but it's still entertaining nonetheless, depending on what kind you watch and if the story that they're producing is any good. But I've been a pro wrestling fan since before I can remember, so it's been with me pretty much most of my life. There have been a few periods where I lost contact with it or just fell out with it because I just did not agree with what I was watching. Lately, I guess it's been somewhat okay. I've been keeping up with it a little bit better, but I'm still not the fan I was back during the Attitude Era. Stone Cold Steve Austin. If I can ever have him hear anything that I do, just want him to know, huge fan and very appreciative of everything he has done for the industry. And he really revitalized my love of it during a period when I fell out from wrestling. And his character definitely helped me kind of grow out of my shell a little bit during my late teen years. And helped me to just learn to not really give two damns about what anybody thinks. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, I should be okay just being a loud, obnoxious ass. While I haven't been an ass most of my life, I've kind of grown into an ass, and I feel it's well-deserved from some of the shit I've had to deal with. But that's another topic, because this podcast is about entertainment. Let's talk about superheroes. We're going to cover some comic book news. I really haven't been able to keep up with the comics as much as I would have liked over the years. I wish I could get back into it. I hear some of the stories in certain comics are kick-ass, and I've been missing out because I just haven't been able to keep up on any comic books. That's definitely something I'm looking to try to do in the near future, is get back into comic books. But we will be covering superhero news from the movies, you know, and stuff like that. I have been keeping up with that. Obviously, Marvel is whooping complete superhero ass when it comes to the movies. I am one of the few in the world who still has hope for DC that they can get their heads out of their asses and produce something good. They have great characters. They can have some amazing stories on screen. We've seen it in the comics. We're just not getting it the way we should. Now, I'm not a Superman hater. You know, Man of Steel, was it different? Yes. Was it Christopher Reeve Superman? No, it wasn't. But it was a Superman for a new generation. It was reintroducing the character. And to be honest, the visuals, I don't think were too bad. I mean, it looked like it was Superman flying around. The big controversy about him killing General Zod at the end of the movie. That's not Superman. You know what? Yeah, it's not Superman, I guess. But at the same aspect of it, if you got into killer alien and you've lived on Earth all your life, you want to protect your home, the only way to stop him is to kill him. I guess, I guess that's what you're going to do. But everyone's got their own opinion about it. I didn't mind Man of Steel too much. I'm looking forward to the second one that's been confirmed to be made. You know, if the guy that they're getting to make it is confirmed, I'm definitely going to be intrigued by where the story goes. I'm not going to go any further because I don't like just spreading the rumors about. I like going on facts as much as possible when it comes to giving out news. So that's what I'm looking for, a confirmation on the director. But I didn't mind Batman v Superman too much. I thought it was a pretty well done movie. I guess some people just wanted to bash and hate on it for some reason or another. I just couldn't see it myself. You know, I enjoyed the movie personally, and I appreciated the story for what it was. You know, I am looking forward to Justice League when that comes out in November. You know, here we are in March, it's almost April, so we got a few months until the summer blockbuster season, and then, you know, we'll be getting to the later half of the year where movies like Justice League will be coming out, and I am looking forward to it. So we will be covering that as well on the podcast. So we will see what happens in that department. Once again, we do have our website. It's not a super fancy website. It's just something where I can get my podcast done and my YouTube channel up and going. It is eastcoastgeeksquad.com. We will have all the updates for upcoming episodes of the podcast and our YouTube videos on there, what they're going to be about and all that. You will be able to hear this podcast on the website as well as be able to download it on iTunes and Stitcher. I have accounts on both of them. And if you have SoundCloud, you will be able to find me on there because that is my RSS feed. So any number of ways you'll be able to hear this podcast. If you don't want to hear it on the website, you will be able to hear it on one of those other platforms that you can download from. And also on the website, we will have our affiliates up and running hopefully soon. We will have Amazon, Toys R Us, and Fandango to start out. I'm looking at more affiliates and hopefully some sponsors for the podcast. So if there's anybody listening, you want to be a sponsor of us, we will gladly get in contact with you to hopefully set up something where we can keep going and maybe earn a living from it. We will be happy to sponsor and promote and talk about, you know, whatever products or services or anything like that that a company wants to offer. We will gladly promote that on our podcast. We are willing to help you out if you want to help us out, so keep that in mind. Now, I would like to give a few shout-outs as inspirations for me doing this podcast and my YouTube channel. Some very big inspirations after listening to them or watching them. It just made me feel like this is what I want to do, whether it be as a hobby due to my situation where I really need something to do, or as a living, which I hope to make it, just because I enjoy doing this, and I feel that it's something I want to do for quite a while. Hopefully it can be entertaining in some way to some people. This is obviously the first episode, so cut me a little slack on this, but I'm hoping to get better as we go. But I would like to give a few shout-outs. First and foremost to the Schmoes Know movie show and to Collider. They put on a lot of great content. I'm a loyal Schmovillian, have been for quite a while, almost 2 years now. I got started with listening to Ken Knapsack and Maude Garrett on Jedi Alliance, and then it grew from there to Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis, Mark Riley, who's actually a friend of mine on my personal Facebook page, and hopefully can have some type of communication with them in the future, or collaboration if possible. Big shout out to John Campia. I enjoy his work that he does. So the guys at Schmoes Know and Collider, definitely high up on the list. I'd also like to give a shout out to Jim Cornette and Jim Ross, two huge wrestling legends that I have enjoyed over the years, whether it be them wrestling or their podcasts in general. I enjoy their programmings, what they talk about. I've enjoyed Jim Ross's commentary for years, huge fan. I basically grew up with him in the 90s as, my opinion, one of the greatest announcers of all time. But I do like my old school wrestling, so Gordon Solie and Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby Heenan, very good as well. But Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, greatest broadcast team in my opinion. Jim Cornette, one of the greatest managers and talkers. I love listening to his podcast and just listening to his stories. It makes me laugh, him and Jim Ross both. So I'd like to give big shout outs to them, as well as Taz and Chris Jericho. I love their programming as well on Taz's morning radio show and Chris Jericho's Talk is Jericho podcast. Check those out and listen to those if you get a chance. When it comes to YouTube, Blasphemous HD, hope you're listening, brother. Lately I've been watching and liking a lot of your videos on my personal YouTube, which I don't have any videos on. I just use it for watching. Blasphemous HD, Dr. J and the Women, all those guys there doing great work. Funny as hell. I love their reaction videos, so they're a huge inspiration for me getting started on my YouTube channel, trying to do something other than just podcasting. I'm not a real big fan of getting my face in front of the camera. I have a face for radio, but I will give it a go, and just to expand on what I do. And if things go well enough on the East Coast Geek Squad YouTube channel, I will be starting up a secondary channel for me, Will Phoenix, my own YouTube channel, and cover a variety of things there that interest me outside of what we will cover on the podcast and YouTube channel. So let's see what we can do there. You know, maybe do some funny shit and get people laughing. Maybe make it even more entertaining. Another shout out, KSI, love his videos. You know, World Star Hip Hop, great vines and compilations. I love their stuff. Teams 4-Star, you know, their gaming channel, Dragon Ball Abridged, I mean, you name it, those guys are freaking awesome, and I've been watching a lot of their stuff, so they've really been an inspiration to me as well. So, you know, Kieran, Grant, Taka, Lonnie Pator, if you guys are listening, hey, thank you very much. You've been a huge inspiration in me doing what I'm doing now, and hopefully I can make something of it like you guys have. Needless to say, that is going to be it for this episode, I believe. Wow, it went a little bit longer than I thought, but I'm hoping you guys just enjoyed the startup. I promise to try and make it a little more fun in the future. Please give me some leeway. This is my first episode, and I'm just trying to explain the basics on what we're trying to do with this podcast. So keep in store for the future, and hopefully I'll have something engaging for each person out there who likes a specific topic or multiple topics. Maybe I've got something for you. Needless to say, you can check us out on multiple forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, in the description, we will have exactly what our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram accounts are, so you'll be able to find us there. I will have them also posted on our website, eastcoastgeeksquad.com. So go ahead and follow us there, and you can follow me, Will Phoenix, on multiple forms of social media. Will Phoenix on Facebook, the_WillPhoenix on Twitter, and the_WillPhoenix on Instagram. And like I said, if we do a good thing with the East Coast Geek Squad YouTube channel, we will start up the Will Phoenix YouTube channel, so keep in store for that. But I think that's going to be it for our first episode. Like I said, the genesis of the East Coast Geek Squad podcast. I have a lot of interesting ideas and topics to talk about. I do have a lot I would like to bring to you all in the future, and I hope I have some subscribers on YouTube, some listeners and followers of the podcast to bring that information to. But as of right now, hey, if I can just get one person to listen, that is definitely something to be happy about there. So, from here at the East Coast Geek Squad podcast, we'll be looking forward to you in the future as well as on the YouTube channel. So, take care, and we will see you then. And if you fall or fail for any reason, just rise from the ashes. Later.